Well, Juan, the New York City primary just took place, and, well, the results are still up in the air, at least in the Democratic primary. And you've been writing about this in the New York Daily News.
Yes, but I think the trend is by now pretty obvious. What's been happening is that I think that New York City is on the cusp of electing perhaps its most progressive government in the past 50 years. That you have, on the one hand, what's gotten most of the attention is the mayoral race, where Bill de Blasio is now in the lead and most likely will be the Democratic nominee. I think he just fell—he's just over the 40% threshold in defeating the several other opponents and most likely won't need a runoff. But even if he falls below the 40% threshold, as they count 15,000 or so absentee ballots, I think it's likely the other Democratic contenders will unite behind him. And de Blasio really ran a very progressive race, focusing in on income inequality in New York City. The 47% of New Yorkers are at or near the poverty level, and talking about the need to rein in the all the tax breaks to developers and the business community, and increase taxes on the wealthy to pay for a better public education and expanded preschool. So I think that he really, his campaign really resonated with the reality that many New Yorkers are facing, and that's why he was able to cobble together a coalition. But the other story that hasn't gotten a lot of attention is the what's happened in the city council races, as there are 51 members of the New York City Council, and throughout the city, young progressives not only ran, but won election.